This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We'll be going in the huddle in a moment, but somebody in this studio ran into greatness yesterday.
I was at the store yesterday with my dad, and I looked up and just kind of glanced up from the near the cash register where I was at, and Ozzy Albies walked in. Ozzy Albies. And I was like, man, I'm just imagining things. And then I kind of nudged my dad, and I was like, hey, Dad, hey, look, it's Ozzy Albies. And then I was, like, so terrified that my dad was going to very, very loudly say, Ozzy Albies, because he was literally, like, 5 feet away from
us. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, walking past us through, you know, those self-checkout register kind of areas, you know. And I was, it was really cool, though, because immediately my dad's like, they don't have a game tonight? I was like, no, they don't. They're good. They play tomorrow night.
Right.
So, yeah, he was taking a little off time to do a little, I don't know what kind of, you know, work he was doing, but it was funny to see him because my dad and I had to go pick up a couple things, and there he was, Ozzy Albies.
Any part of you want to turn around and kind of follow and see what
no,
kind of
absolutely
supplies
not.
He was getting to see what DIY project he's working on? Because no. What does Ozzy need to do?
Something to support his fish tanks. Something like that. You know what I mean? Like he's a big fish tank guy. I have no idea what he was. Yeah, but. It's crazy. My first thought was, does he get a discount at Home Depot? You know, because Home Depot does the tool races and things like that. Maybe
yeah.
There's like a gold card, an orange card that you get.
Does he need?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good discount. I mean, he makes like $7 million a year.
But that's how it works.
Being frugal.
I know how it works. Trust me.
That's like, what's our guy's name that owns Berkshire Hathaway or runs Berkshire Hathaway?
Mark. I don't know. Who's it? Oh,
Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett.
Yeah, Warren Buffett's most frugal person in the world. Yeah. You know, he's like a gazillionaire.
McDonald's every day.
There it is.
And he gets the Egg McMuffin, and he brings it and pays it in exact change every single morning in Omaha, Nebraska.
Exactly.
Every single morning.
And you know what? That's worked out for him. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily why he's a billionaire, but it doesn't. It helps keep it. I'll put it that way.
I was going to say, that's how you stay a billionaire. It's not doing anything crazy.
I'm going to give – I'll tell you guys how you can meet celebrities. Andy and Randy, and it'll be today as they have a special broadcast at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. That's near me. I might stop by there. Go there, enjoy all the food, the drinks, and the scenic views. Andy and Randy will look ahead at opening weekend of the NFL, plus all of this weekend's big college football matchups. Andy and Randy today at Twin Peaks Kennesaw, starting at 11 a.m. That's 11 to 2, so go see those guys at Twin Peaks Kennesaw.
We had NFL football last night. It was an ugly start, but we had football. Eagles won 24-20 over the Cowboys, and Jalen Carter got himself ejected for spitting.
Am I just, like, I have TVs in here. Am I just weird that I don't want to see the replay of that? Like, it is all over social media and all over TV, and I get a sick feeling in my stomach every time I watch it.
What an idiot!
Yeah, watching the replay of that just, like, it looks like a set of nunchucks coming out of his mouth. Just hitting deck, right? Just,
disgusting.
Oh, man, it's nasty.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's, ugh.
I don't know, he's so unlikable. He's just so unlikable on the field. I mean, I don't even want to go into the off-the-field stuff, the on-the-field stuff. He's just not – he does boneheaded stuff like this all the time. Our boy Brandon Menzies, it was like, yeah, Haynesworth is a good – Albert Haynesworth is a good kind of comparison. I'm like, no, I think he's – Haynesworth couldn't control his emotions. Jalen Carter didn't look upset. Like, right. When Jalen Carter walks up, he's smiling and laughing. When Albert Haynesworth had his big moment, you know, this is more Ndamukong Suh-like, where it's like he chooses to be that. He chooses to be dirty in those moments. Not like it's a losing control type of thing.
It's like a persona.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And there was something – this is one of the games that I had a season-ending injury in, but something happened when we were up in Detroit one year. I think Ndamukong –
You stepped on Matt.
No, well, Will Svitek got bull-rushed into Matt, and Matt was kind of down for a little bit. Ndamukong was yelling, like, get up, he's soft, y'all got your quarterback hurt, like all this kind of stuff. And Todd McClure and Tyson Klebo were beside themselves.
Did they go at him?
They didn't go at him on the field. They kept their emotions in check, but afterwards they aired it out in the media, and he basically called them liars. He's like, I don't know what they're talking about. And they were like, why would we just randomly lie about something like that? And that was during the middle of the whole Ndamukong thing and everything, you know, him stomping on somebody or stepping. It was just crazy. But you're right. I agree with you. I think it's more Ndamukong Suh to me. And they have a really, really similar ability level, to be real.
I can't remember everything in life, but I don't remember Ndamukong being actually kicked out of a game. I think he might have been suspended once, but I don't remember being kicked out. I wouldn't be shocked if Jalen Carter doesn't get a suspension.
I wouldn't be shocked either. The Thursday primetime to open the year, a division game like that. So, I don't know how much the NFL can actually suspend him, like how far they can go, because the NFLPA will have his back in the end if they try to do too much. But yeah, I would say that he's looking at some off time.
So Garrett told me that Sue was kicked out of the stomp game, and he got suspended for two more. You know what? I really have zero issues if Jalen Carter is suspended for 3 to 5 games. What they'll do is they'll go overboard. That way they can get the exact amount they want because of the appeal. They'll probably give him like 4 games, and then the appeal will come back and he'll have 2. But, I mean, it's deserved. Dude, stop being an idiot. And like, that's – I'm sorry, but you make millions of dollars, act like it.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that could use that message.
Tonight, we do have Chiefs and Chargers in Sao Paulo. I am hoping this game gets started off on a better foot.
What time does this one kick off?
8 o'clock.
Okay, and this is – because remember, this is one of those games that used to be – the Friday nights are protected by, like, federal law, or used to be for the most part. And I don't know why this one escapes that.
I think because it happens outside of the continental United States.
Yeah.
But it says TV, and where it lists it says YouTube.
Yeah.
So does that mean I have to go on, do I have to have YouTube TV? Do I have to go to YouTube?
The next question is that one of the reasons they don't have to protect high school football?
Oh.
No, because, I know it was on Peacock last year, or at least NBC. It was an NBC crew that did it when it was the,
when
the
Dylan
Eagles
went
Packers.
Down there last year to watch the Eagles?
Okay. Yeah.
So I think this is a huge opportunity for YouTube because they were advertising last night, anyone can watch this. It's free. So they just have to make it very easy to get onto. Because Roku has had Major League Baseball games, and those are free.
Yeah.
But it's impossible to get to it.
Yeah.
So if it's easy, people will jump on. And
so if I have the YouTube app, I can get it? That's what I know that you don't 100% maybe not trying to put you on spot.
They're saying
YouTube
anyone.
TV app. YouTube TV app, I would say. But
this don't make me create a login.
Roku has done a much better job of, on their home screen, where mm-hmm. it's your menu, of putting games on the right side of that. They've done a much better job recently. They didn't always used to do that. It would just be some kind of advertisement, but now they'll put stuff over there.
There was just one MLB game this season that we were trying to watch, and it was okay, let's move to this TV. Let's see if we can get this one to do
Probably the one on Apple, because there was one on Apple that Grant and I were trying to watch a couple Fridays ago,
yeah.
And I was like, man, this login thing, trying to figure this out, pulling out iPads. I was like, we'll just catch the highlights.
That's why I think YouTube has a huge opportunity in this. They could get new customers.
And that's why they pay outrageous amounts of money to get the opportunity. It's not about offsetting the cost of advertisement. It's about how many people will subscribe to you in the end.
Right. Well, we've all been fearing the commercials during Red Zone, but Scott Hansen says it won't be an issue.
But yes, it will. Because you have commercials, and people that watch Red Zone have never had to watch commercials, and they don't want to. So I know that's great. I appreciate the sentiment,
right.
Scott Hansen.
Thank you, Scott.
But don't tell me what's going to be a big deal to me if I enjoy that. Now, personally, it doesn't affect me. I don't ever watch the Red Zone. You know why? Because I never have a chance to.
Right.
I mean, but with the I'm always. If we don't have a one, rarely, maybe every once in a while when it's a Monday night or Sunday night game, but then I'm halftime on the road for that. So,
I will tell you, I do watch Red Zone when there are away games, and Grant mm-hmm. and I will be watching the Red Zone here in the studio because that's how you keep track of multiple games at the same time. I think Scott Hansen's just excited he can go to the bathroom during the day. That was there was so much made of that last year. He's like, how do you go 8 hours nonstop commercial free without going to the bathroom? He's like, don't drink any water in the morning. I just make it happen.
I don't see how he talks for that long without drinking water. Also, maybe he just does it like a NASCAR driver. He just goes.
You think so?
Is it a full view? Is it a full? Is it fuel? Is it maybe just head neck up?
I would lean towards Bo's thinking.
You think so?
8 hours? Yes.
Hey, man.
Wait. So you're just telling me he just goes?
I think
he's got a bag?
Bottle.
No. No, not while he's live on air.
Bottle.
There's no way.
Nah, he just goes.
Nobody is that talented.
It's like the pool, man. Just go.
There's no
or like on Dumb
body in the world that is talented enough to keep calling football games on Red Zone and peeing in a bottle. I'm sorry. No way does not. You'll never find out because it doesn't sound like it's going to happen anymore.
That's warm.
Coming up, Mike and Bo have some picks to make. It is, and it's Fair or Foul Friday. Think about this one, Fair or Foul, whoever wins, Falcons versus Bucks, wins the NFC South. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.